Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We are now broadcasting live out of Michigan. We're going to be at the GR Church. Kind of an odd name, but you know what, it's a church and we're good to go. We preached there before, but we've been invited back, so we're going to be at the GR Church, 4525 Suffer Avenue Southeast. The GR Church, 4525 Suffer Avenue Southeast in Grand Rapids. That will start at 6 p.m. tonight. Again, that will start at 6 p.m. tonight. We just left from preaching at the Embassy Suites yesterday at Matt Truella's church. Yesterday, had a packed house there, was happy to be there. Love being with the Truellas, love being with that church family, and all of the people that showed up. We just totally appreciate every single one of you, and I just thank you for the fact of believing with me under the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that we can do this together, and that we're not just merely hearers of the word, but we're also doers, and we're not deceiving ourselves. We're actually living out our faith on a daily basis. It's a labor of love, and it's a work of faith. That's right. We do what we do because we've been saved, and we know why we're saved, and that is to seek and save that which is lost. Put that up against Matthew 4:19 when you get a moment as well. Now, folks, I'm accessible here. I'm set up just like I'm set up in the studios. We just got everything organized here where we can actually function as if we were in the studios back in Minnesota. So if you would like to call in, please do at any time. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know that if you'd like to jump onto that of sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can do that. Go to the right side of the page, subscribe. Here we are, right here on the right side of the page on social media platforms. If you'd like to subscribe to our live feed, please do that as well. We're right there up on Rumble. You can also jump over onto that of beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Can we all say true that? It really, truly is. People are simply destroyed for the lack of knowledge, and we are not a part of that crew. We are not the sheeple, friends. We follow the shepherd as his sheep and his sheep alone, and the voice of a stranger we will not follow, Scripture tells us in John 10. So with that said, friends, what we're going to be talking about is, again, they are felons. Do you realize that regardless of the people awakening up and holding these criminals accountable for their crimes against we the people, and again, friends, you know who's leading the pack, the Bill Gates of the world and federal government, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, and Anthony Fauci and Walensky over at the CDC and the unqualified and unelected and every other avenue, along with the Supreme Court and those that are a part of this little alliance of hell that will be disannulled. It's absolutely amazing to me that all the information that we've got out there, friends, they're still rolling forward. And as I've said so many times, they're going to continuously roll forward on this narrative until people figure out what this is all about. So we're going to be talking about they're all felons because, friends, they are felons. And the fact of the matter is none of them are being held accountable for their crimes against we the people. And we know that they're crimes. And, friends, we've explained and we've exposed the crimes of those that are leading the charge concerning this propaganda narrative concerning this whole pandemic. And they're doing their best to keep it alive regardless if it's true or not. And what I want to show you right now, friends, is a doctor coming forward to tell you once again the truth of the matter. It's the things that we have reiterated time and time and time again. And somehow or another, there's some sort of reaffirmation or confirmation when it comes from a doctor. And I'm okay with that because we're merely keeping the voice and the narrative alive concerning those that are telling the people the truth, so that they might understand at the end of the day that prevention is better than cure. Because here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, we know that it's the truth that makes men free, John 8:32. And it is. But when the truth is missing, guess what? That's the first casualty in every single war there is. And there is a warfare going on right now. And America, I just want to bring you over once again to another qualified doctor. And I want you to hear what he has to say about what's going on with this pandemic, because what we're going to do during this show today is we're going to take the time and let RFK, who's going to, by the way, be doing a massive protest in Washington, D.C. on January 23rd of this month in defiance to tyranny concerning those that are pushing forth this massive medical tyranny that's taking place on a global basis. So let me go back, and I'm going to bring you first line upon line, precept upon precept. And again, what I want you to hear is I want you to hear it from the doctors, and I want you to, again, get an earful of what we've told you at least five times here on this radio show concerning what, in fact, is happening, friends. And what is happening here is tyranny at its very worst.
So the current situation is this. If you have COVID and you end up in the hospital, you're put on a rigid protocol, and there's high mortality rate in the hospital, and your family is kept in the dark as to what's happening. So what's going on here? Number one, the CARES Act is providing bonus payments to hospitals whenever you have a diagnosis of COVID. And then number two, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services is waiving patient rights. This is a deadly combination. So here's what happens. You get a payment because you offer a free COVID test in the emergency room. You get a boost payment if you have a diagnosis of COVID. Number three, you get another bonus payment if you are admitted with COVID. Number four, you get another bonus payment if you're put on remdesivir. Number five, another bonus payment if you're put on a mechanical ventilator. Number six, another 20% bonus if the diagnosis on your death certificate says COVID, even though you may not have died from COVID. And then number seven, there's bonus payment for me. Do you understand the gravity of what's happening right now?
So, folks, we're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back on the other side of this heartbreak. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Michigan. We're going to be at the GR Church tonight, starts at 6 p.m. Looking forward to seeing all the people out here in Michigan. We have 7 dates set up in Michigan alone, and then we are off to Ohio as well. Last time we were here, by the way, all of you Michiganites, we had 11 invitations. So we want to break that down the best that we can. So please don't kick the can down the road. We've driven, well, at the end of the day, this is going to be a 26-hour round trip, so please make it worth it in the sense of as to the reason why we are out here. It's you. We are servants to the people. We're not here to be served by the people. We are, again, here to serve the people, and that's why we're here, Luke 19:10 and the Great Mandate, Mark 16:15 as well. Now, I just want to express something real quick. We're going to get back over to what I was just highlighting in a moment. Isn't it interesting? Today's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. By the way, I spent time with many of Martin Luther King's friends. I spent 3 hours in Atlanta with Andrew Young. He was Martin Luther King Jr.'s right-hand man. He's the former mayor of Atlanta. Super cool guy. As a matter of fact, it went so well, he wanted to come into Minnesota and spend time with me and my team, which we were totally flattered. We spent some time with Samuel Kyle, who was the man that was right next to Martin Luther King Jr. when he was shot and killed. Matter of fact, Samuel Kyle told me that he thought that he was just playing because Martin was always, he was a kidder behind closed doors. He was always trying to make light of what was going on the best that he would and could because he had 50 death threats every single day. We also spent some time with our friend over at the DOJ, who is no longer with us, and he was the head of the DOJ during the time of the Civil Rights Act. And we also spent some time with John Siegenthaler, who was also friends with Robert Kennedy Jr., and during that time of the assassinations of both Robert Kennedy Jr. and that of Martin Luther King Jr. And I'm saying this for a reason, friends, that the communists are doing their best through totalitarian methods to always put a group of people in the position of the victim when in fact what they're doing is using those people to further the agenda to split the people to divide and conquer Mark 3:25. Okay? I'm just here to tell you, firsthand experience, Martin Luther King Jr. would have had none of this. Matter of fact, it was Martin Luther King Jr. that said, black power is as dangerous as white power, okay? So he's breaking down the line between people of color, because we're all a people of color. White people are a people of color, okay? We need to keep that into this conversation. But right now we're hearing a lot about how the blacks are still the victims of this and there needs to be reparations for that and so on and so forth. No, that doesn't belong to this generation. And we've seen none of this. I'm on the East Coast, the West Coast. I'm in Texas. I'm in Minnesota. I do not see the division that the mainstream media continuously promulgates throughout the country. Why? Because for the most part, it's not there. They're creating it. They're hoping that you drink the Kool-Aid and begin to look at other people that are not the same color that you are in a different way to divide you against one another. That's how they mean to conquer you. Beware of that. Well, I was just thinking a couple minutes ago of Scripture, and I was going through the book of Colossians, and it's interesting that the Bible tells us in Colossians 3:11, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond or free, but Christ is all in all. Isn't that interesting? So the Lord unifies us. Well, the enemies of righteousness serve their father, the devil, who means to divide and conquer. And what do? Well, they put labels on people to divide the people. They create war so they can make trillions of dollars off of the ignorant. If you want the answers to today's dilemmas, friends, encountering the lie, keep your eyes fixed on the Christ. Acts 17:26 tells us this, and hath made one of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, okay, and hath determined God the Father the times be afore appointed and the bounds of their habitation. What am I saying? In the sight of God, there is no division between people's color. As I've said before, and I'll say again, and then we'll move on to the next point. Jesus didn't come in to save our skin, folks. He came in to save our soul. And the color of your skin is the very variety that God so desired to make of the color of your skin. And we're supposed to live under heaven, under God, with one heart, one mind, and in the same judgment. And the fact of the matter is that so many people in this country, black, white, yellow, purple, orange, pink, I don't care, folks, and I'm being a little facetious, but I'm just being facetious for the very sake of showing you how stupid people can become. My point is, I don't care what color you are. We all bleed red. We're all created by our Heavenly Father. And the fact of the matter is, we're to unify under Him, period. And that's where we're one heart, one mind, and one soul. And why do I say that? Because when you look at the book of Ephesians 4, chapter 4, I'm sorry, and when I go over to chapter 4, I want you to hear this carefully, because it's important that we all hear this, because we hold to the Christ. Right, Christians? Right, 86% of the American people that claim to be Christians? Well, what does it say? It says that we're to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Okay? There's one body, there's one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. So what am I saying? And to this point, we're all in this together. So what we need to do is we need to understand again, and if we were obedient servants and children of God, because we are joint heirs with Christ, when we see the bad guys do the things the bad guys do, the good guys should stand up and do the good things that good guys should do that they're commanded by God, the God that they say that they love. They should be in obedience to Him and dealing with the bad guys and shutting down this narrative. Because this narrative, friends, means to divide us. And I say, again, I don't care what color you are. We are all in this together. And until we figure this out, folks, we're going to keep letting the bad guys do the things that the bad guys do. And as long as you keep doing that and allowing that, friends, you're never going to understand what real peace is. And I quite frankly am sick and tired of it. Are you? I hope you are. Now, what I want to do is I want to come back to this because that first segment just flew. And what I want to do is I want you to hear again as to what we said before, but I want you to hear this from Dr. Peterson Thier. So when you hear about how your friends, by the way, isn't this interesting? All of you people out there that sit there and tell me and tell others and your friends about how you don't believe anything on the media, you hypocrites, Romans 1:18, you hold the truth in unrighteousness. You say one thing, but you do the opposite. What happens when you come down with the influenza? What happens when you catch a cold? What happens when you catch the flu? Like most people do every single year, right? Like me, right? We walk through it. I've been going through this cycle my whole life. But what do? Many of you out there are so brainwashed and deceived into believing that you're actually a Christian when you continuously parrot the minions of hell. What happens when you get influenza? You say you've got COVID. What happens when you get a cold? Well, you parrot the media that you don't believe in. You say, well, I got the COVID, right? What happens when you get the flu? You parrot Anthony Fauci, the little mouse that's been exposed for fraud how many times over the last 3 years? But what do many of you hypocrites do? You go along and you parrot the little devil incarnate, right? Consider the source, John 8:44. You say that you have the COVID. Really? It's interesting. I just talked to an RN just the other day. And he told me, Bradley, now they're going back and referring to the flu or influenza for what it is. Why? Because all of the backlash coming now. In other words, they relabeled the cold, they relabeled the flu and influenza and so many other common illnesses that we deal with every year. Everything is labeled COVID now. He said they're now reverting back and saying it's influenza, it's the flu, it's the cold. Isn't that interesting? Why is it that their narratives continuously go forward? Because many of the people in this country give fuel to it. That's why. I want to get back over to Dr. Peterson Thier, MD, and I want you to hear what he has to say. Again, this is something we have reiterated on the show several times, and you once again need to hear it, my friend. You have got to be kidding me. You have got to be kidding me, folks. We have got another heartbreak. I can't even believe how fast this hour is going. I'm going to come right back on the other side of this very segment, and we'll get right back to this video. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Events are being held across America on Monday honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. Contessa Bryant with the New World School of Arts in Miami says everyone can participate in this year's Day of Service.
You don't have to have a college degree to serve. You don't have to make your subject and verb agree to serve. You only need a heart full of grace and a soul generated by love.
Republican President Ronald Reagan signed legislation in 1983 declaring the third Monday in January a federal holiday honoring the civil rights activist who was assassinated in Memphis in 1968. Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's still too soon to say whether the Omicron COVID variant will be the final wave of the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News. Earth is expecting a close encounter with a giant asteroid on Tuesday. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
An asteroid the size of the Empire State Building is expected to fly past Earth this week. NASA has classified the huge space rock as potentially hazardous. Asteroid 7482 is a little over a half mile wide and, like I said, around the size of the Empire State Building, and has been tracked by NASA scientists since it was discovered by astronomer R.H. McNutt. It will fly by Earth tomorrow at 43,754 miles per hour. To watch it pass by Earth, anyone with a backyard telescope of about 6 inches or bigger in diameter should be able to see it. 7482 orbits the sun every 1.5 years.
Nearly 6 years after Prince died of an overdose, his $156 million estate is being divided equally among his three heirs and a New York music company. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, folks. I'm telling you, you know, when people say it, and I hear it all the time, it's the fastest hour on radio. Oh, my goodness. I was just going to make the point, and all of a sudden it was a break again. So let me get to this really quick. What I want to do is I want to get back to what I showed you at the get-go or the offset of the show, and I want you to listen carefully as to what Dr. Peterson Pierre, MD, said. It's something that we've said before again, but we want you to hear from a doctor firsthand because we want to give voice to the truth that's going to put an end to the pandemic and all of those that are responsible for crimes against humanity. Here we go.
Listen, if you have COVID and you end up in the hospital, you're put on a rigid protocol, and there's high mortality rate in the hospital, and your family is kept in the dark as to what's happening. So what's going on here? Number one, the CARES Act is providing bonus payments to hospitals whenever you have a diagnosis of COVID. And then number two, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services is waiving patient rights. This is a deadly combination. So here's what happens. You get a payment because you offer a free COVID test in the emergency room. You get a boost payment if you have a diagnosis of COVID. Number three, you get another bonus payment if you are admitted with COVID. Number four, you get another bonus payment if you're put on remdesivir. Number five, another bonus payment if you're put on a mechanical ventilator. Number six, another 20% bonus if the diagnosis on your death certificate says COVID, even though you may not have died from COVID. And then number seven, there's bonus payment to coroner. Do you understand the gravity of what's happening right now? The Biden administration is literally paying hospitals to kill you. That's what's happening. This is terrible. We need to stop that. These are real human lives we're talking about. They're priceless. It's estimated at about $100,000 per patient is what the hospitals get. Think about that. Ladies and gentlemen, the real news of right now continues on the next front.
Well, there we go. We have it once again, folks, another doctor telling us what the mainstream media continuously conceals. And you need to start asking the question as to why that is. I got the answer if you want to know what it is. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We have someone calling in from whereabouts. I have no idea. He calls himself Enrico. We'll take your call. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Yeah, how you doing, Bradley? Oh, I just wanted to know, when are you going to be at the Rochester Community Church? Because that church is, like, down the street from me. And I would love to hear you speak.
Well, you know what? Whenever you'd like to set a schedule for it, we could possibly do it. Why don't you give us a call at 1-866-833-0747. 1-866-233-0747. I made a mistake the first time. 1-866-233-0747. Let me make the next point here, friends. So you just heard from this doctor that told you it was a total fraud. What I'd like to bring to your attention right now is that of the FDA themselves. And what I want to do is go over to the FDA and let them tell you that Pfizer and more people are in hospital from vaccine injuries than COVID itself. But again, what are we hearing from the mainstream media? Another Omicron, another virus. And then what did we hear during the last break, friends? We heard Anthony Fauci saying the Omicron variant, the new variant in the virus that just came out, it might be the last one. Oh, it might be if the people stand up and put them all in jail where they belong. And I'm about ready to prove that to you, too. RFK is going to come into play right after this piece that I show you right now concerning the FDA. And this is a little meeting they had, friends. And I want you to hear their little meeting. Again, check this out.
When you did your risk benefit assessment and your briefing document, there are six scenarios that you consider. It strikes me that scenario three, where you have the incidence from, I think it's June of 2021, where the cases are low. The hospitalizations from myocarditis actually exceeded hospitalization from COVID-19. And as we get more adults vaccinated and we see the Delta curve waning, isn't it likely that that's going to be the more likely scenario versus the highest incidence that you have in your assessment? So could you comment on that? Because to me, the single most important question is whether the risk or the benefits outweigh the risk. And in that scenario, they cleared it up. So can you comment, please?
Sure. We obviously looked across all the six scenarios, and you'll get a chance to hear that in some detail from the FDA's presentation. Our opinion in terms of scenario number three, if we've actually picked the lowest rate of disease, which is actually lower than what's being experienced now, and I think if you just look at our track record in terms of predicting the epidemic, we've not done particularly well. Given that the winter season is coming, the Delta virus is still out there, you still have a large number of susceptible children, there's every reason to believe that the rate will not be at the nadir.
Okay, so let me just say this, friends. Again, let me clear the air so everybody can get what's going on here. So the FDA is telling Pfizer that more people are in the hospital from vaccine injuries than COVID-19. As I said earlier, I had a friend that's an RN. I'm sorry. I have a friend that is an RN that had called me and told me that they're reverting back to the original names of the flu and the cold and influenza and so on and so forth. Do you realize that that's all the FDA did? I'm sorry. That's all these big pharma companies did, Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson. That's all they did is equated everything, as you just heard from the doctor, because they're paid to do so. No matter what it is when you go into the hospital, it's COVID. Everything is COVID. And then what we have is when they see their narrative falls apart, then all of a sudden, just like you heard during the break, here's Anthony Fauci again driving another narrative called the Omicron variant. Okay? That's all they've done is renamed it. Again, as I said earlier, don't sit there and tell me it's the COVID. I hear it all the time. Bradley came down with the COVID. Oh, you did? I say, who told you that? That's all they did was rename it. Okay? That's how they're getting away with the deception here, is by equating the cold and the flu and influenza. And folks, if, like I said earlier on other shows, if you're decapitated, if your arms are cut off or your legs are cut off, what do? They equate it to COVID. So no matter what you get concerning a body ailment, people just go ahead and they parrot what they're told. It's the COVID. No, it's not the COVID. They're labeling it COVID, and they're telling the doctors and the nurses and the administrators and the coroners to say it's all COVID. So you continuously follow along with the narrative, and they're getting away with it. Only in America are they getting away with it, not in other countries. Okay? You just heard the FDA tell Pfizer that more people are in hospitals from vaccine injuries than COVID-19. And then notice what one of these individuals brought forth. That now, you know, because of this new variant, we better get at the kids. Wait a second. I thought the kids weren't a part of this whole equation at the very offset of this whole pandemic. Do you see where we're going with this, friends? When you deal with the lawless, you need to understand the only thing that's going to stop the lawless are people that are going to maintain the law, Romans 3:31. And if you don't want to be the law, they're going to come up with another variant. And by the way, even if it was to stop right now, just think about the power that has been wielded through their deceptive measures upon the people on a global basis. Just think about that. I want to show you something really quick. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. You can see on social media platforms what it is that we're showing you. Folks, you just heard the doctors say what they're doing is killing people. Well, what happens in China if you don't want to just go along with the narrative? Well, guess what they do? They force you into a quarantine, into tiny metal boxes, where they force mandate that you take one of their set experimental jabs. They're killing people is what they're doing by force. What you're seeing on social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side of the page, or before it's news.com, top left side of the page, is what they're doing in China right now. You better understand that America is set on the same model of China, and so is Russia. So you're either going to stand up and you're going to put this down and put every one of them that are responsible for this in jail and have them prosecuted, friends, or again, this is going to continuously happen. I also want to show you some more stuff. Again, if you're on social media platforms, you're seeing what's happening in China right now. They're forced quarantining people over there. They're doing the same thing, by the way, in Australia. That's not faring well. I got video on that as well, because the people are beginning to shout them down. As a matter of fact, let me just bring you over there really quick just to show you how the people over in Australia are sick and tired of being sick and tired. Apparently, this is the best they've got because, again, keep in mind, friends, they have been disarmed. Let me say it again. They have been disarmed. So I'm going to show you some video when we get back, and then I'm going to give you over to RFK. So RFK can spell it, Robert Kennedy Jr., so he can spell it out for you that every single one of these companies that are pushing this narrative are already found to be felons, but nobody's been thrown in jail. You heard me right. Why? Because the people in America have not demanded justice. We'll be right back. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I am Naomi from Montana. Bradley Dean is going into the schools enlightening our youth about important issues. He is also waging war in spiritual wickedness in high places. I want to encourage you to put aside denominational differences and stand behind this man of God, because divided as a nation, we shall fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Into the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Michigan. I don't even know what city we're in right now, but I do know that we're a little outside of Grand Rapids. We're going to be at the G. It's called the GR Church, friends. Just for the record, it's called the GR Church. And, of course, it's in Grand Rapids. It starts at 6 p.m. tonight. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Look at the schedule. If you're in Michigan, please attend. You've given us 11 invitations, and there's a reason for that, friends. So now we're back, and we're looking forward to meeting up with you. Again, friends, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to go over to Australia really quick, and I'm going to show you in part this short video on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, before it's news.com, top left side of the page. And I want you to see what's happening there to this disarmed people, because it seems to me this is the best that they can actually bring, but it's good. People are growing tired of the tyranny there, but the cops, the agents of the state, still haven't learned their lesson, and they're working for the tyrant, which makes them agents of the state. I want you to check this out and listen to what the people do in the process of what I'm about ready to show you here, friends. Now, I don't know what is, again, happening here, but it seems that we're, there it is, there it is. I'm sorry. I'm going to go back over here, and I want you to check it out. Thank you. We're trying to shut down a business. cops, you're not coming in. He said you're obstructing the police from shutting down the business that does not comply. But look at the people, the resolute. Now listen. So the people are in fact, friends, in unison, crying out to these agents of the state, telling them to get out, get out, get out. Well, the fact of the matter is the agents of the state in Australia that have deceived themselves into believing police, apparently they've forgotten their oath. But I'll tell you what, these agents of the state in Australia are getting off pretty easy because in Kazakhstan, friends, the people there were pulling out the military and they were literally killing them. They were pulling out the said police who are acting on the behalf of the tyrants, the agents of the state there. They were killing the police. And then the government came in the very next day and said, you know what, to the police and to the military, kill on site. You have permission to kill on site. Well, 24 hours later, that government was toppled. Okay? See, that's what this is all going to come to. And the tyrants, the powers that are tolerated, giving the orders and paying for the demise of those that are players on their little table, they're being laughed at. Consider Ephesians 4:14. Read it when you get a moment and do consider it. Now, what I want to do is I want to get over to Robert Kennedy Jr. And I want you to listen to him describe that they are felons. All of them, the manufacturers of vaccinations, are serial felons. They're repeat criminals. And he goes on a little diatribe for about 2 minutes, and he tells the people, again, what both myself and morning show host Tim Brown have been sharing with you for 3 years. Not a one of these repeat criminals in Big Pharma have been arrested. And again, let me give you the answer as to why. Because the people are sitting back waiting for them to set the next narrative rather than doing what the Lord has commanded them to do and bringing about justice upon the heads of those that are perpetuating this fraud. Isaiah 26:9, check it out when you get a moment. I'm going to bring you to RFK. By the way, RFK has got a disorder in his throat, in his voice box. Okay? Don't mind that. Just put your ear up a little bit closer as to what he's saying because it is invaluable concerning the information that he's sharing with the American people. I want to reiterate the point on January 23 of this month in Washington, D.C., there's going to be massive protests in that of Washington, D.C., which many believe is the reasoning for the concrete wall that has been built around the People's White House. It's interesting. We have friends that leave comments. They're too cowardice to actually call in and share with the rest of us the important information that we all need. That's how much they don't love you. But it's interesting how they talk about, you know, even knowing that you showed us the video of this concrete wall within the fence at the People's White House, which they don't have the constitutional authority to do. You know, he said, this person, my friend still doesn't believe that that wall's being built. He said it's a total lie. Now, this is the kind of guy that has his finger on his eyeball. These are the kind of people that you could transport to the sun and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. Well, let me tell you, all of you deniers of reality, it doesn't matter if you believe it or not because it's a reality. And I'm here to tell you, it's people such as yourself that are responsible for the condition of this country today. You refuse to return unto the Lord thy God. You refuse to acknowledge your responsibilities before God and man. Better without you, but you are appointed unto judgment, and rest assured you will answer for the things that you leave undone on this time that's been given unto you. And so let's get over to this. This is RFK Jr. I want you to listen carefully because they're all felons. And again, he's talking about the vaccine manufacturers. They're serial repeat felons, and not a one of them has been charged. Not a one of them has been charged.
Make all 72 of those vaccines, which is Pfizer.
So Pfizer's killer.
Black, Merck, and South Eastern. All of those companies are convicted felons. And not only that, they're serial felons. Their business model is committing felonies. These companies, in the last 10 years collectively, have paid $35 billion in penalties, damages, fines for falsifying science, defrauding regulators, lying to doctors, and for killing hundreds of thousands of people. Vioxx, which is Merck's flagship product.
Yeah.
So between 120,000 and 500,000 Americans, this was a pill that Merck was selling as a headache pill.
Right.
And Merck knew caused heart attacks and killed people, and they didn't tell anybody. And they knew a certain, you know, we got the spreadsheet that showed their bean counters, their accountants, and this is, and you're going to kill so many people per dose, we can still make more money, even if they all sue us. And in the end, they killed, you know, up to 500,000 Americans. And they got away with it. They paid $7 billion in fines. Nobody went to jail. And this is, you know,
$100 across.
Yeah. So this is a company, it requires kind of a cognitive dissonance to believe that these companies that are lying and cheating on every other pharmaceutical product, every other medical device they create, are somehow found Jesus with vaccines and are lying to us. And the thing is with vaccines is the only place they could never get caught because it's illegal in this country to sue a vaccine company.
Can you believe it? He just got done telling you because it's illegal to sue a vaccine company. Now, what I want to do, because this stuff infuriates me, let's go back to 1986 under Ronald Reagan. You remember that guy that wanted to make America great too? And the Vaccine Act, right? Child safety. It's pretty amazing as to what they did and how they did it. It's called the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. And what it is, friends, is it basically puts the vaccine companies in a position where they're not liable for the damages that have been done. I know it's the end of the show, but I want you to listen to this. What business in America can operate like that? Don't we all have insurance? What do we have insurance for? In case we're liable for something that we may sell or do on behalf of others, or hurts or maims or kills other people. Even having a car, you have to have car insurance for that very reason. But why is it that these said vaccine companies are impervious, and why is it that they're not held liable for the crimes against humanity? You just heard RFK Jr. tell you that they're killing people, and not one has been arrested. That falls to every American in this country as to why they're still free men and why they are, in fact, not held accountable. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.